Sagebrush Variety Show Farm is so excited about eating bodaciously fresh food from our own backyards and freeing ourselves from our oppressive reliance on corporate grocery aisles that we decided to share the experience with our listeners. We're hoping our listeners who can but don't have gardens will be inspired by our culinary adventures to start their own crops. As you should know by now, part of the Sagebrush agenda is to make inedible lawns and the pesticides, water waste, and obnoxious mowers that make them possible a thing of the past. We intend to remind you there's a vegetable for every season and climate, so it's never too late to plant. For our fellow gardeners, we're hoping you'll trade tales of delightful snacks from your own gardens. Tell us how you and your dinner guests enjoy your homegrown harvests in an email to sagebrush@radioboise.org. The pick of the week for today's show is chives. The word chives comes from the Latin cepa, which means onion. Chives are indeed onions, or in the onion family, the smallest family member, native to Europe, Asia, and North America. Unlike the usual onion suspects, the edible part of the chive is not the bulb, but the above-ground leaves, more descriptively known as straws, which grow in clumps of dozens. Tragically, chives are often used as a mere condiment, or even garnish. We've discovered its strength as a main, or at least major, ingredient. Like garlic, chives are known to have medicinal food properties, such as lowering blood pressure, aiding digestion, and helping to neutralize pathogens, like salmonella. Chives are also rich in vitamin A and C, sulfur, which the body does need, and our fellow vegetarians and vegans should take note, iron, one of the things mythically believed to be present only in animal flesh. One of the benefits of chives in the garden, besides exceptional edibility, is its tendency to ward off leaf-eating pests, while also attracting desired pollinating insects, like bees, who are attracted to its lovely flowers. We have several clumps of chives placed strategically throughout our garden, which allows us to rotate our harvests so we can eat handfuls of chive each week, but still have several plants flowering at any given time. We like to choose a clump and cut all the straws off at the base. They'll grow back in a couple of weeks. If you use this method, however, keep in mind that the flowering leaves tend to get woody and are no fun to eat. Set those aside for soup stock or for seed. In the winter, chives appear to wilt away to nothing, but their underground bulbs survive, and the plant reappears and multiplies each spring. Fortunately, chives freeze exceedingly well, and with a little foresight, you can eat chives throughout the year. The Sagebrush players enjoyed chives in two dishes, chivey pasta, a family recipe, and the Sagebrush variety salsa, featuring copious amounts of chive. For the recipes, go to sagebrushvariety.blogspot.com. Here are our reactions.
The great tragedy of chives is that conventional cooks use it so sparingly, almost as a garnish or visual splash in spreads and dips. To experience handfuls of it in a dish is to begin to understand its remarkable spirit and versatility. Its place on the onion to garlic flavor spectrum makes it a suitable substitute for either, and yet to combine it is surprisingly not overkill. No, chive and garlic, or chive and onion, or chive and garlic and onion, is a sum being greater than its parts formula, where unforeseen elements emerge. The gassiness of onion disappear, the bite of garlic is softened. The honest, grassy sweetness of chives brings all that joins it to a sublime, yet supremely accessible, geography of flavor.
Chives are like green onions in flavor and are an exceptional addition to many dishes. While known best as a companion to baked potatoes, they are more exciting in pastas and salads.
Chives are a reliable, ever-present standby, with more usefulness than even I ever realized. Its mellow, oniony flavor, when fresh, is all it takes to make an unbearingly bland meal rather delightful.
A mild flavor. I've always considered the texture to be the highlight of chives. Deliciously crisp when raw, pleasantly soft when cooked or served in oil. I believe in putting a little bit of chives in everything, because why not?
I've recently got a chance to try this new salsa that's main ingredient is tomatoes, but with lots of chives. The taste very interesting. The chives have such a unique, distinct, powerful flavor that before I even put it in my mouth, I can already feel it. I can already anticipate it. My senses are so... They like it. It reminds me of the act of love. As I get closer, it's It's like foreplay. My sense is tingling. And then I eat it, and it's quite something else.
I find it exceedingly difficult to believe that chive is not a normal ingredient in salsa, because it dang well should be.
Tune in next week for more Sagebrush Variety Show Farm Reports. In the meantime, don't buy corporate food.